Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of After Hours with Rotoballer Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you as we continue preparing for fantasy football draft day, fantasy football season, as it's just about upon us here, guys. So make sure you get your draft day set, you know, order your do whatever you got to do. Get it ready. Get your draft day set, you know, whether it's online, in person, whatever it is, however it is you do it. I have two in-person drafts, draft location set, draft date set. Everybody's RSVP'd. We're ready to roll. For the end of August. So that's always a ton of fun. Online drafts going on. Scott Fishbowl is finished. My FF Webmasters still in the middle of that one. Those slow drafts. So a lot going on. Rotoballer drafts still coming down the pike. So always fun, always exciting stuff. Guys, head over to rotoballer.com. Check it all out. Main page, premium package, expert chats. Try to make it quick here. Use the promotional code ACES and save 10% on that football draft package, including the draft guide and all sorts of great content there. Follow right here on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. See all the After Hours show and all sorts of great other shows as well, as well as SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio with Rotoballer, Scott Engel and I every Sunday morning. Josh Hayes, Real Talk Raf, Scott, myself, throughout the week, 6 to 7 a.m. or on demand on the SiriusXM app. Okay, so you've already seen, I've already broken down the quarterbacks 2 weeks ago in two parts, quarterback preview one, quarterback preview two. Slight change to it now. Pat Mahomes has a full season of Tyreek Hill. I have no problem elevating him now over Andrew Luck as my QB1. Slide Andrew Luck down to QB2 if you saw the quarterback preview show. Okay, last week we also had our AFC teams, our running back preview by team for the AFC. It was a two-parter, AFC East and AFC North in part one, and the South and the West of the AFC in part two. So today we start talking NFC running backs. We'll start the part one show here, NFC East and NFC North. And let me tell you, that NFC East is loaded with running back talent. Lots of great stuff there in the NFC. And we start with Dallas and Ezekiel Elliott. Off the field issues notwithstanding, Ezekiel Elliott is a complete superstar. We know this. You don't have to hear me talking about it too much. Currently going as running back 1.02. Okay, as the second running back off the board. Okay, I have him as my number two ranked running back. When you consider 4.7 yards a carry, over 1,400 yards, six touchdowns, and guys, he's an asset in the passing game as well. 95 targets, 77 receptions, three receiving touchdowns, total of nine touchdowns on the year, and 567 yards. Okay, we're talking about a 2,000 all-purpose yard back, averaging about 22 fantasy points a game. Zeke Elliott, my number two, to only another running back in the NFC East, and that's Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants backfield. He is my number one. We'll get more on him in a minute. Backing up Zeke Elliott, that's the problem. There's not even a draftable satellite back or handcuff back for Zeke Elliott. Tony Pollard is there. Other guys are there. But nobody I'm looking to invest in on draft day. Waiver wire claims. God forbid something happens to Zeke Elliott. Now, like I mentioned, Saquon Barkley and the Giants, same type of situation. My number one running back off the board, going at, again, on an average of 1.02, but number one overall. When you look at the all-purpose yards, over 2,000 last year, over 1,300 rushing, over 700 receiving yards, 91 receptions on 121 targets. If you want to, in a standard league, give Zeke Elliott the bump over Saquon Barkley, I get that. But in a PPR format, you got to give that edge to Saquon. Some would argue you can even give the edge to Christian McCaffrey. All right, 5 yards a carry last year for Saquon Barkley, 11 rushing, 4 receiving touchdowns, 24 fantasy points a game. Terrific season by Saquon. Be the feature, focal point of that offense. Now, no Odell Beckham, Eli Manning, Daniel Jones are both right now game managers, whoever's playing quarterback. Two possession-type receivers in Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate, Evan Ingram at tight end. That offense is going to be the focal point. Some would say, I don't like Saquon Barkley because everybody knows he's going to be the focal point. But guess what? Everybody knows in Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott's the focal point. Christian McCaffrey's the focal point in Carolina as well. So no concern. I'm not overly concerned. Let him be the focal point. He's that good. Let people know it. It's no surprise. Wayne Gallman is the primary backup. Again, not getting drafted. He's basically a waiver ad, but keep in mind, something happens to Saquon Barkley, you're going to have to pay more than you really should for Wayne Gallman, okay? Also, staying in the NFC East. Then, outside of those two, the other two running back situations I don't like. I don't like the Eagles. And I don't like the Redskins situation. The Eagles situation to me is a mess, okay? They just re-signed Darren Sproles as a PPR type of back. Last season, Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Josh Adams all played roles at some point. I'm staying away from all of them. They might not all even make the team. They're not being drafted. So that leaves Jordan Howard and Miles and Sanders, the rookie, as the two guys that are there now. Now, Jordan Howard is going in the eighth round at 8.05, running back number 38. Okay, Sanders is going at 7.11, running back 35. I have Sanders a little bit higher, as do all the ADPs. I have Sanders at number 27. The young kid should play a significant role. But the problem is he is a rookie. Jordan Howard is a veteran. Now, he's a veteran whose numbers have declined every year since his rookie season, and he's not exciting in the passing game, kind of a plotter between the tackles. But he does put the ball in the end zone, 9 touchdowns last year, but only 3.7 yards per carry. That's what I'm saying. Nothing exciting happening there. 935 rushing yards, like I said, 9 touchdowns, only 20 catches for 145 yards, about 11 points per game. I have Sanders at number 27. Okay, his ADP has him at running back 35. Jordan Howard I have at 36. His ADP has him at 38. Okay, Howard, I haven't found him on any teams of mine. Sanders I do have in one as my RB4, slid a little bit, so I'm okay with that, with Sanders in that type of role, somebody who could give more production as the season goes on. Darren Sproles in a PPR format, desperate ad late. Okay, Clement, Smallwood, Adams, not really going to have a role in this offense unless injury leads that way. But the Eagles situation, like I said at the start, a mess. Too many bodies there. It needs to be sorted out, and it might not be sorted out for a couple of weeks into the season. In Washington, okay, again, you have a couple of bodies there, and it concerns me. Let's start with Darius Geis, who's going at 7.03, running back 33. I have him at running back 30, and it really comes down to the fact that injury continues to bother Darius Geis. Missed last season with the knee injury, dealing with hamstring and other leg injuries in the offseason right now. Tough to trust him if that leg is not healing at 100%, if other things continue to linger and bother him. Adrian Peterson is going at 10-12, number 48. I have him at running back 42. Hey, he's ageless. He had 1,000 yards last year. He had 7 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown. Okay, but if you watched Adrian Peterson, if you had Adrian Peterson last year, you know it was boom or bust. 130 yards one game, 22 the next. As Bob Lung would say, there's no consistency there. And Bob's right about that. So I'm not high on AP. That's why I have him at 42. He's an RB4. He's a bye week fill-in if he continues to get a role and Darius Geis continues to struggle. The PPR back, the satellite back there could be Chris Thompson, who 2 seasons ago was amazing. Last season was injured. He is getting drafted at 13.10, running back 55. I have him at 62. He has to prove he's healthy and back all the way and can help in a PPR format. Listen, this Redskins team lacks wide receivers, lacks playmakers for whoever's at quarterback. Chris Thompson has the ability to be a playmaker, just has to be healthy and on the field. It's one of those situations with Thompson. You watch him in the preseason. If he's getting the ball, if he looks quick, if he looks elusive, you'll see his ADP climb a little bit mid to late August. They drafted the rookie Bryce Love, talented, coming off a knee injury, nothing but a waiver wire ad if he finds his way onto the field. In the NFC North, the Chicago Bears, okay, Tariq Cohen currently going at running back 5.11, running back 28. In a PPR format. I have him at running back 29 in those formats. And we know what he is. He's not a great runner, although he had 3 rushing touchdowns. He is a wide receiver in running back clothes. 91 targets, 71 receptions, 720 receiving yards, 5 touchdowns, about 15 fantasy points a game. But again, he disappeared at times. He's a flex option. I love, if he's a choice for you week in and week out as a flex play, I'm okay with that. Play the matchup there. That's where I like Tariq Cohen. Now, David Montgomery was drafted. I have him at running back 26, going as running back 21 in the fourth round, 4.04. Does he emerge this summer as the primary back in Chicago? Because being overlooked, Scott Engel, the king, he's been saying it. We were saying it on SiriusXM. Being overlooked is Mike Davis. kid from Seattle comes over. He was the handcuff to Chris Carson last year in Seattle, not Rashad Penny. And he was very, very good. 4 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving, over 500 yards, 4.6 yards per carry, had 34 receptions, just about 10 fantasy points a game. Being undrafted right now in some formats, I'll be honest with you, I have him in both Scott Fishbowl and FF Web Masters leagues. Got him after round 10 as a flyer. I think he has a role for this Chicago team. They wouldn't have signed him if they weren't going to use him. The rookie Montgomery is no guarantee. It was this time last year that Rashad Penny was supposed to be the starting running back in Seattle. It was this time last year that Royce Freeman was going to be the starting running back in Denver. We know that did not work out. It's not a guarantee for Montgomery, not when there's a capable young veteran in the organization like Mike Davis. Keep an eye on that Chicago running back situation. Davis could be a sneaky play if you grab him late, around 11, round 12 type of draft pick is where you could get Mike Davis. That's where I got in the Scott Fishbowl last year. That's where I got Chris Carson. I got Chris Carson round 11, okay? And that's how I won my division. That's how I went to my conference finals in that Scott Fishbowl, on the backs of those picks like Chris Carson, okay? Minnesota, Dalvin Cook, a make-or-break-it year for Dalvin Cook, currently going in at pick 205 as the number 10 running back overall. I have him at 14. He has to stay on the field. The talent is there. 4.6 yards a carry, but 615 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 40 receptions last year and 2 receiving touchdowns, about 14 fantasy points a game. Dalvin Cook is supremely talented. We know this. 2 years ago was the ACL. Last season he was out for a while as well with a leg injury. Stay on the field and Dalvin Cook returns first-round investment for you. Question is, does he stay on the field? Minnesota is an explosive offense that has not changed. Cook, Cousins, the wide receivers, Thielen and Stephon Diggs. It's an explosive offense. Cook a key piece to this. They drafted the rookie Alex Mattison, okay, as a backup there. They had to strengthen the depth at that position. He is being drafted in the 11th round as running back 49. I have him at running back 47. That is a must handcuff. If you draft Dalvin Cook, you have to walk away on draft day with Madison on your team. So keep in mind where he's going. Early round 11. If you're a Cook owner, maybe you got to reach a little bit to secure that Minnesota backfield on your team. Green Bay Packers, Alex Jones, number 16 on my list. Okay. Aaron Jones, number 16 on my list. Guys, he averaged 5.5 yards per carry, more yards per carry than anybody else I'm going to talk about today, okay? Green Bay last year had Jamal Williams in the starting lineup. They were utilizing him. They didn't know what they had in Jones, okay? Jones has the ability to be a premier rusher. Currently going at 3.02, running back 14. He could go a lot higher. I have him at 16, but he has the ability to crack the top 10 this season. 5.5 yards per carry is stud territory. 728 yards last year, 8 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving, 26 receptions, can catch the ball out of the backfield just enough. Williams is the handcuff. Again, this is a straight handcuff here. There's no disguising it, the PPR back and all of that. Williams is a straight handcuff. Williams not being drafted. We saw him last year. Williams is a plotter. Nothing exciting about him. Will churn out yards the more carries he gets. But he's not sniffing 5.5 per carry. Jones is. That puts Jones in stud territory. If you could grab him in round 3, if you want to go wide receiver, and grab Jones in round 3, I'm not against that move. If you want to go running back, wide receiver, however it is, Jones as your RB2 is stealing. As your running back 1 and loading up at the wide receiver, that could be a winning formula. The Detroit Lions. Can we just give the ball to Kerryon Johnson this season in Detroit and get this over with? 5.4 yards per carry. Keep in mind, Zeke Elliott was 4.7. Saquon Barkley was 5.0 yards per carry. Jones was 5.5. Kerryon Johnson is 5.4. You got to feed your horses. And these guys are horses, okay? Yeah, he is currently going at 3.11, 18th running back overall. I have him at 19th. And I wish C.J. Anderson wasn't signed, because Kerryon Johnson would be significantly higher on my list. Unfortunately, there's no guarantee they'll give Kerryon Johnson the ball 20 times a game, even though they should. I get it. You want to keep him healthy. He fell to injury last year as well. 641 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground, 1 through the air, 32 receptions, 213 yards, about 14 fantasy points a game. Anderson is there. He's going early round 14 as running back 59. I have him at 55. And here's the reason, really, that Kerryon Johnson is going later at number 18. I have him at 19. I got to see Kerryon Johnson on the goal line and not C.J. Anderson. That's my concern. We saw the run C.J. Anderson went on. Somebody in your league, if they're not paying attention, is going to draft C.J. Anderson way too soon based off his playoff run. But nonetheless, 14th round, 59th overall, the handcuff to Kerryon Johnson, I'm okay with that. But please, 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 let me see Kerryon Johnson get goal line carries. Kerryon Johnson gets goal line carries. Kerryon Johnson's on the field for 3 downs. Okay, Kerryon Johnson exceeds that 19th overall ranking that I have him at. Okay, again, Jones, 5.5. Johnson, 5.4 yards per category, stud numbers. Okay, folks, I'm Anthony Aniano. Follow me on Twitter at AanianoFantasy. Head over to rotobola.com and check it all out. Save 10% using the promo code ACES. Thanks for watching. I'll be back again. We'll talk the rest of the NFC running backs. We'll talk the NFC South, the NFC West on the next edition here of After Hours at Rotobola Radio. It's been fun, everybody. Have a good one.